In one of David Klinger's interviews, he talks to a veteran police officer who had been in violent situations many times in his career and who had on many occasions been forced to read the minds of others in moments of stress. The officer's account is a beautiful example of how a high-stress moment, in the right hands, can be utterly transformed. It was dusk. He was chasing a group of three teenaged gang members. One jumped the fence, the second ran in front of the car, and the third stood stock still before him, frozen in the light, no more than 10 feet away. "As I was getting out of the passenger side," the officer remembers, "the kid started digging in his waistband with his right hand. Then I could see that he was reaching into his crotch area, then that he was trying to reach toward his left thigh area, as if he was trying to grab something that was falling down his pants leg. He was starting to turn around toward me as he was fishing around in his pants. He was looking right at me, and I was telling him not to move. Stop. Don't move. Don't move. Don't move. My partner was yelling at him, too. Stop. 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 As I was giving him commands, I drew my revolver. When I got about 5 feet from the guy, he came up with a chrome 25 auto. Then, as soon as his hand reached his center stomach area, he dropped the gun right on the sidewalk. We took him into custody, and that was that. I think the only reason I didn't shoot him was his age. He was 14, looked like he was 9. If he was an adult, I think I probably would have shot him. I sure perceived the threat of that gun. I could see it clearly, that it was chrome and that it had pearl grips on it. But I knew that I had the drop on him, and I wanted to give him just a little more benefit of a doubt because he was so young-looking. I think the fact that I was an experienced officer had a lot to do with my decision. I could see a lot of fear in his face, which I also perceived in other situations, and that led me to believe that if I would just give him just a little bit more time, that he might give me an option to not shoot him. The bottom line was that I was looking at him, looking at what was coming out of his pants leg, identifying it as a gun, seeing where that muzzle was going to go when it came up. If his hand would have come out a little higher from his waistband, if the gun had just cleared his stomach area a little bit more to where I would have seen that muzzle walk my way, it would have been over with. But the barrel never came up, and something in my mind just told me I didn't have to shoot yet. How long was this encounter? 2 seconds? 1.5 seconds? But look at how the officer's experience and skill allowed him to stretch out that fraction of time, to slow the situation down, to keep gathering information until the last possible moment. He watches the gun come out. He sees the pearly grip. He tracks the direction of the muzzle. He waits for the kid to decide whether to pull the gun up or simply to drop it. And all the while, even as he tracks the progress of the gun, he is also watching the kid's face to see whether he is dangerous or simply frightened. Is there a more beautiful example of a snap judgment? This is the gift of training and experience, the ability to extract an enormous amount of meaningful information from the very thinnest slice of experience. To a novice, that incident would have gone by in a blur, but it wasn't a blur at all. Every moment, every blink, is composed of a series of discrete moving parts, and every one of those parts offers an opportunity for intervention, for reform, and for correction.